Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Atlanta, what's going on? It is Dukes and Bell live from the Ticketmaster Studios at Flowery Branch, where our Falcons are getting ready for the upcoming season. Mandatory minicamp means everybody is here. And yes, we saw Kirk Cousins on the field today. We saw everyone on the field, and we're here to talk about it with you. A few guests to stop by as well, including AJ Terrell a little bit later on in the show. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it is good to have you listening. Mike Bell, I'll say this. Seeing the guys on the field, it's just, look, it's June. But it makes me feel like and understand that football is right around the corner, and I can't wait. We will talk about the Braves one step forward, one step back last night, and we will certainly get to all the other stories, including the NBA Finals, that resumes tonight. But being up here just makes me feel good about what this potential season can be. And today, you know, we got a chance to see everybody. They did have 11 on 11, should I say. They went through some drills, guys. We're going to let you hear from Ruka Roro, who talked about filling Grady's shoes and how he's fitting in Jeff Ulbrich's system. But bottom line is, they are preparing for what I think, Mike, is a season that's going to get us back to the playoffs. Now, I'm not predicting that. I just feel like this team should have been there last year, and we blew it, whether it was coaching mistakes, whether it was players not living up to the expectations, however you want to rate all that stuff, we didn't get it done. And we have to find a way to get it done. I can't tell you, most of the guys out here that are covering the team, everybody, look, just like the players, we've been going through this 7-year drought too. We've been sitting up here and wondering if we were good enough and if there were going to be, you know, good enough coaches to get it done. Mike, we got to find a way to get there.
Yeah, man, you're going to hear from A.J. Terrell just about that subject, because if you don't think it grates on these players, guys that are, you know, ready to get to the next level, guys have accomplished things, gotten paid, got a big contract, but are now waiting for that legacy move to get to that, you know, get to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, man, a lot of great energy out here today. Cool to see all our usual suspects and all the new faces, man. And, you know, you and I interviewed James Pierce Jr. He's a big dude. That's a guy, you know, we talked about the size. It's funny talking about amongst the media, who's going to have the impact? What's this defensive rotation going to look like? Questions that Falcon fans want to know. What's the preseason rotation going to look like?
Got you.
Are we going to see Penix Jr. in preseason? I was talking, you and I were talking to Mark Ramondi from ESPN.com. Are they going to showcase Kirk Cousins in the preseason? Again, we got a month and a half before we get to that, but just some things we were talking about today, watching them practice.
No doubt. By the way, Rook, we have differing opinions. I feel a lot more comfortable than I think Mike does, and he said, look, I'm not sure how good this guy's going to be. I felt like he showed flashes last year, and I want you to hear a few of the things he said yesterday after practice, because this is a guy we didn't hear a whole lot from last year. Remember, he played, got injured, and then, you know, the playing time got limited. But this is a guy, Mike, that they drafted, not this last season, not this draft, but the year before, and we felt like, okay, you put him with Grady, etc., he was going to really pop. And then, for whatever reason, on the defensive line, we had injuries with rookies, you know, Dorless, all these guys. Yeah. But Rook was the guy, the one guy that kind of stood out. I want you to hear, and our guy back at the studio, Dominator, can you play Ruka Roro talking about filling Grady's shoes for me? Because that's the thing that's going to happen. Grady, you know, certainly a vet. We wish him nothing but the best in Chicago. He was one of the all-time best, certainly with this show and with fans here in Atlanta, and he's an Atlanta dude. But the business side had him moving on, and now Ruka's got to step into those shoes. Here he is talking about it.
I don't feel no pressure, man. This is what we get paid to do. We get paid to play football and play it at the highest level. So I feel like it shouldn't be no pressure.
I feel the same way. I don't think, Mike, and regardless of what you think about Grady and what kind of player he is or was, I think you step in there and you create your own aura. You create your own situation right. Where, hey, have us talking about Rook and not worrying about what we lost in Grady. And if he's that guy, that's exactly what's going
to
happen.
Now, this is a year where Rook really needs to be the man because we don't really have a lot of depth at the defensive tackle position. 11 tackles in 8 games last year. He played in the game in October, the Thursday night against Tampa, and he played the following week and the following week. Then there was some time off in between, and then he finished the last couple of weeks of the season, including the Giants, Washington, and Carolina game. So I know you think he popped more than I think he popped, but one thing for sure, he's got to pop this year because they're dependent on him.
They are. Let me hear Rook talk about how he feels in Jeff Olbrich's system. Again, for those who may be new, the guys call Jeff Olbrich Brick. That is what he goes by. And so when you hear us refer to Brick, that's who we're talking about, our defensive coordinator. Here's Rook talking about his system.
I feel really good. I love the system, man. We have the players for it. We have the body spread, the body types, and all that. So I feel like it's going to work out really well for us, especially up front.
Yeah, I just think, you know, everybody's talking about the new system with Brick and, you know, their roles, responsibilities, certainly their scheme and how that's changed just a little bit from where it was last year. So not only Rook's talking about it, but we hope to hear from Jesse Bates, who just walked into the room here, and we're going to get a chance to talk to our all-pro safety here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, live at Flowery Branch, guys, in the Ticketmaster Studios, it's Dukes and Bell and Jesse. First and foremost, man, can you hear us? You good?
Absolutely, I'm here.
Man, it's good to see you. Brother, it's good to have you back on the show. And look, we're all geeked up. We were just talking about this. I want to start here with you. We got a lot of stuff for you to get to. But Mike and I were starting the show talking about the urgency to get to the playoffs.
Yep.
And for guys, now you've experienced it. Matter of fact, you've been in a Super Bowl. Not here, but you've been there. And is that front and center with a lot of guys? Because I have to feel like some of the guys, A.J. Terrell, we talked to him earlier, and he was like, dude, I've been here 6 years. I hadn't tasted it yet. Is that front and center for everybody?
Absolutely. You know, when you get to the playoffs, it's a whole different world. And I think that I want all my brothers, every brother I play with, I want them to experience that playoff atmosphere. And not even just, you know, our players, but our families. All this time that we spent away from them and for them to go and experience a playoff game, for my mom to be at an AFC championship game, you know, that was insane to me. Life, you know, dream come true for my mom. And then everything that comes with it for this facility as well. I mean, coaches get nice bonus, you know, the calf gets nice bonus. Like, it's all good. And, you know, when you're winning, you know, you get all pros, you get Pro Bowls, whatever that is, all that stuff that people want. The All Pros and the Pro Bowls, all that stuff comes when you win. And that's the main thing. I think that's what you're talking about. The urgency of getting back to the playoffs is a big deal for sure.
And now that we're here, we can stop talking about last season because it was a strange season. You were in such a great position. Obviously, we know how it ended. But the commitment to the defense in the draft to bring the pieces in, Billy Bowman, Zaire Watts. I mean, I know you are an OG now, sorry. But are you cool because it seems like you got some guys that are going to be looking up to you all season?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know how to take it when we draft X. He's like, yeah, I look up to Jesse. I'm like, damn, I'm getting kind of old, I guess. Guys talking about, you know, they're looking up to me, how they play the game. But I'm excited for those guys coming in. Happy that, you know, when we go all defense, that means those guys are going to be playing, you know, some very valuable snaps. So the urgency for them, for those guys to get ready and understand the playbook and understand how to practice like a pro, I think that's very important during this time that we had together.
Jesse Bates here with us, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mandatory minicamp, getting a chance to chop it up with our all-pro safety and a dude we absolutely love watching. Your locker, correct me if I'm wrong, next to Michael Penix.
Yep.
So what do you guys talk about? What goes on there? Because, look, I'm guessing that, you know, you don't just come in, good to see you, and I'm out. You guys chop it up, and what are you talking about? Because if I'm Michael Penix, I want to pick your brain, and does he do that?
Yeah. You know, in the morning, you know, it's, you know, we say what's up, you know, see what's going on with each other. You know, probably talk about some Rod Wave, some music. You know, Mike likes some music a little bit.
Yeah.
And I live in Tampa as well, and Mike's from Tampa. So we talk a little bit about Tampa. I always tell him I'm a Florida boy now. And then, you know, we come in after practice, and we always talk about, you know, how the day was. You know, different coverages. Hey, did you see me in this coverage? Hey, did you, you know, what did you see when I was coming down in this robber look? Just different conversations that, you know, really ultimately it's me and Mike looking at each other. We're trying to play the game, cat and mousey with each other. So it's been good to, you know, to see Mike step into that role a little bit more and be comfortable and have conversations about the game. Because like I said, once you think you got it, you're not good in this league. You got to be constantly growing, just like in life as well. You got to continue to grow, and try to just continue to soak in knowledge in the game.
And from a personal side, does the do-rag ever come off?
Man, I don't think so. I might have to go get me a do-rag.
Jesse Bates is with us, guys. We're inside the Ticketmaster studios up here at the branch. I mean, this season, we've talked about it. I know that we do on Sports Talk Radio, we got all this all downtime. We're looking at the schedule. It's like, this kind of looks like a tough schedule. I mean, have you even thought about that stuff yet?
No, not really. You know, you get to see the schedule release. You know, you get excited about, you know, we got some primetime games,
right.
You know, they want to see us. And just to see, you know, how that schedule kind of lines up. I was a little pissed about, you know, the Colts. I thought I was going to go back home in Indiana, have a home, you know, homecoming type of game. But it'll be nice to go to Berlin and play overseas. So it's exciting to see the game continue to grow overseas and stuff like that. But the schedule's a schedule, man. You know, whether it's tough or not, we got to go play those
You'll
games.
You'll be there wearing a helmet.
Yeah, we'll be ready. And I'm excited, like I said, to go out there and go compete for a championship. You know, we got some early games, prime time games, and we just got to show the world what we're about, and that's what we're doing right now, putting in that work silently. And then when that time comes, it's time to go.
Jesse, were you upset last year? Don't smile at me. Don't smile at me. Were you? I don't want to project here.
Yeah. Right.
Were you upset with the communication or the lack of it in the back half of our defense when it felt like some of those games at the end of the season, we weren't communicating the way we should have been?
Yep.
We gave up some big plays. And then how do we correct that? How does that get corrected? If, in fact, you were upset.
Yeah, I was definitely upset. That's not, you know, up to the standard that we usually play at. And, you know, last year is last year. You know, we're more focused on this year and understanding the scheme and putting us in better situations as well. But that's something that you got to look at and, you know, evaluate as a, you know, some of those guys are still here. A lot of those guys are still here of our core, you know, back half, and just understanding and just continue to learn and not letting that happen again. You know, this is a long season. So, you know, you can have 10 great weeks and then you put two bad weeks out there and you're a bad team, you know. So you just got to be consistent in everything you do week in and week out. And it's a long season, man. And I'm excited for what we got cooking up. Like I said, this OTAs has been, you know, some of the best work that I've, you know, been around during the offseason. So the urgency of these next 4 to 5 weeks that we got off, we got to come back ready to go hit the ground running.
It's Xavier Bates' favorite NFL player, Jesse Bates, is with us, hanging out here live on 92.9 The Game inside the Ticketmaster studios. We talked to AJ about this earlier, so I think I know the answer, but I'll ask anyway because you're one of the leaders on the team. Team was in their catbird seat in the division. Kirk had an injury. There was a lot of confusion about just how injured he was, and then we found out that he was more injured than he let on. Does that carry any issue in this locker room? Or, hey, everyone's square with Kirk, and we move forward.
Yeah, I think that's a – you know, a tough situation where, you know, your leaders in this locker room got to take over. And that's what this training camp and stuff is like that for, because people get hurt in this league. So there can't be any drop-off when, you know, one guy's not performing well and then the next guy is up. He's got to be ready to go. And I think Mike showed that last year. And when he stepped in, he was ready to go. We didn't pull out some of those late wins later on in the season. That was some big games, but he showed that he's QB1, and when those type of things happen, you just got to trust. You got to trust into Terry and trust into our front office, our head coach, Ra, and the leaders of this team got to keep this thing rolling. So, yeah.
Take me into the mind of Jesse Bates, man. I cannot tell you how many times we've been at the bins. Man, we need a turnover.
Yeah.
Somebody needs a turn. Jesse Bates needs to strip somebody.
Yeah.
Boom. J. Jesse Bates strips somebody. Man, we need a turnover. We need to get things going. Jesse Bates needs to intercept somebody. Jesse Bates with an interception. Yep. You create turnovers. And the thing about it is, for me, I'm always telling our listeners, if you watch Jesse, I'm coming up to make a tackle, but I'm queuing in on the ball, and then the ball's gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's so instinctual. Yep. So you can practice it, right? But, like, is that your mindset every time you're trying to make a play, or is it just you pick your spots?
Yeah, you know, that's something that, you know, everybody sees it on Sunday. But throughout the week, that's something that you got to continue to practice and continue to make it muscle memory of putting yourself in position to go make a tackle, and then a tackle's not good enough anymore in this league. You can have 100 and something tackles, and that's not
turnovers.
That's not good enough.
Turnovers.
You got to go get that ball. And the more opportunities that our offense has the ball in their hands and being able to score points, that's what wins games. And so that's my mindset, I think, of being able to be prepared when you go out there on Sunday to make those type of plays that everybody's like, how is he doing this? if you turn on my practice tape and our practice tape.
Same thing?
Same thing. And just having that as a collective group mindset is everybody get to the ball, run to the ball. You get there, get a shot in it if you're not the last line of defense. So it's a mindset. It's a lifestyle. And the ball changed everybody's life. You get the ball, it's good for you. It's good for our defense. It's good for our defensive coordinator. It's good for everybody that has, you know, something to do with the Atlanta Falcons. Right. So that's what it's about.
The Tampa game is one because you see the Tampa Bay bench is deflating because they were going in. They were good field position.
Give me that.
And we still don't know how you got the ball in that scrum, man. But real quick, now that practice.
He's like, yeah. Now that you know.
Mandatory. You're in there. What are you? Is it a tickle fight? You grabbing a guy's nuts? What is that, man?
Yeah, no, that we ain't doing that. But that's just, you know, that's what happens. You know, when you're in the middle of the field, sometimes as a free safety,
right?
These ball carriers, when they're going to the ground, they tend to, you know,
right,
ease up on the ball. And as a playmaker, that's an opportunity for you to go take the ball away. Right. So, just being able to punch the ball, find that air. Where's the air at on that ball, and then just throwing a punch in there. Even if you throw a punch and you don't get it out, you can still tackle them. So it's a win-win when you can do both.
One last thing for me. Jesse, thank you for your time. And by the way, what are you doing the next 5 weeks? I know this is your downtime, but that's not what I want to ask you. I'm just curious about that. Want to get to that. I want to ask you about playing with Joe Burrow and now Michael Penix taking this team over. Mm-hmm. Burrow took you guys to a Super Bowl in Cincinnati early in his career.
Yep.
Do you see any similarities? I'm not asking if he is that dude. Mm-hmm. What similarities do you see, if any?
Yeah. I hate to compare, but – you can see the poise and just the calmness and the way he can get through his progressions. He can get to his last read if he needs to. And that's something that Joe Burrow did really well on our run in Cincinnati. And then being able to extend the play as well, I think is something that Mike, I feel like he's a little underrated with, you know, his athletic ability of getting out of the pocket and creating that second play and, you know, with the explosives and just everything that Joe Burrow does. I don't see Mike Penix anything that he can't do that Joe Burrow does. So those two are, you know, some really good quarterbacks. Those quarterbacks can play on time. They can play off time. They can extend the play. And when you can do that, you can be accurate in any throw that you make. It's hard as a defense. It's hard. There's always a weakness in the defense, and Mike always seems to find it. So very impressed with, you know, his growth over the year, for sure.
That's great to hear. Yeah, beach time for you? Beach time, where you going, man?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I live in Florida during the off season. You know, that's vacation for, you know, my Indiana people. we got a beach, and it's a nice weather. Hey, that's vacation. So I'll go out there, you know, train, get my mind, my body right, make sure I'm ready to go for this training camp, and then go into the season, year 8. Get to these damn playoffs.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, get us a playoff game in that Benz and give the fans what they deserve.
We want it.
Yeah.
And I know you do. Brother, thank you.
Thanks.
We're going to see you at camp. Appreciate you. Jesse Bates, we need a turnover.
Rise up.
Yeah. My man, rise up. Thank you so much, Jesse. All right, guys, we got to take a quick break. We're up here live at Flyer Branch. Great stuff with Jesse Bates. We're going to come back, talk about what we saw today at Mandatory Minicamp at Stukes and Bell.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Great conversation with our man, Jesse Bates. He's a baller, man. Has been since he got here, has made plays. Mike and I always joke about how Jesse has literally won like four games each season he's been here with crucial turnovers. He damn near beat the Saints when Derek Carr threw him that pick six by himself. I mean, there have been so many moments, but you heard him at the end. And I just, you know, Dominator, when you get a chance, just cut the end part of that as we said goodbye to him when he said, I want to get us to the playoffs. I want to give the fans a playoff game in the bins. And we want it. And I think that's the mindset here. That's what we need to understand heading into this particular camp. And the other thing is Bates is now, like you said, an 8-9 year vet, man. He said this is some of the best work that he's been a part of when it comes to OTAs.
I mean, if you didn't catch that, because Carl and I kind of like looked at each other while he was saying it, like, really? Because, you know, this is the great debate. I mean, some guys and some people in talk radio, mini camp, schmini camp, what's it all about? And as you and I said yesterday, they don't do this for blanks and giggles. Mm-mm. You know, for younger guys, certainly, yes, there's more to be learned and gleaned from the playbook and know what you got going on. But here's a guy saying there's a sense of urgency, which I love to hear. And I know, Falcon fans, you're as, you know, ticked off as we are, as he is, as A.J. Terrell. You'll hear that conversation coming up later in the show. So I love hearing that, man. That's great.
I agree. All right, 404-726-0929. Want to always tell you that you can follow us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game, guys. Stay up on everything that is going on as we are live at the Ticketmaster Studios up here at Flower Branch. More to come on the Falcons. There are a lot of other stories going on, Mike, including what happened with our Braves last night. We've got to get to the daily download.
Story number one.
Well, one step forward, one step back. Braves lose 4-1 to the Brewers. Mike, Grant Holmes allowed 3 earned runs on 5 hits. 2 home runs, including a 2-run blast. Acuna was hot last night, but that was about it. Nobody else. He was 3-for-4 with an RBI. But the middle of the order, Mike Bell, Ozuna, Harris, Albies, 0-for-12.
Yeah, and I like Money Harris, but this gets back to the issue, man. No home run, no long ball, no biscuit. This team only wins with home runs. So it's a shame, but yeah, last night we always said, and we said it last night with Grant, Are we going to build off of this win the other night where it seems like the bats are really clicking, got some late runs, and last night it was just more of the same? You know, and that puts pressure on guys like Grant Holmes. You know, you've got to be letter perfect because you got no margin for error.
Zero. Here's Brian Snicker talking about Grant Holmes and his struggles.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I think he's kind of struggled command of his fastball till the, what was it, the sixth inning when he came out. I mean, it was really good then. And you know, the biggest thing, we just couldn't get any offense going to make a difference.
Sound familiar? You can save that soundbite too. Couldn't get any offense going. Really? That mean every night that feel like we're talking about the same stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, it's funny we get these, like, Braves fans, and we love the optimism, because certainly Braves fans, they get upset when you get critical of the team, but this year, it's just, you can't simply go, aha, seven runs, woohoo, we're back. No, you're not. There's a long process here. Tony Gwynn Jr. said, you know, to get to a point, that's a lot of games. You know, I mean, he still doesn't believe that Alex Anthopoulos is going to quit on this team. He'll try to make some moves, but I mean, there's just fundamentally flawed issues with this team, that night in, night out. You see, we just don't hit. You don't have the guys that can hit forever. I know, Carl, it's all about the launch angle and the home runs and everything else. OPS has taken over average, but we can't even play station-to-station baseball.
No, we really can't. Braves back at it. We'll keep you updated later today as they continue this series. It is a getaway day. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
NBA Finals tonight, Mike. Game three.
What is it?
NBA Finals.
Oh, is it still the season? I thought the season. Why do we have to wait three nights?
It's ridiculous.
And I mean, and by the way, Tyrese Halliburton, I was reading the Indianapolis Star this morning, really calling him out that he needs the ball out. Why can't you be like SGA?
That's
like,
right.
Do that.
That's right.
And they need him to do that.
They do. It is tied at one apiece, by the way. Thunder on the road are a 5.5-point favorite. Shouldn't surprise you, guys. This has been the best team all year. The Pacers got to prove that they belong and they deserve to be in this series. You stole game one. Can you win on your home court? And to your point, can the stars show up? We're going to see tonight.
Right. Siakam's got a ball out. You know the worker bees, like the Obi Toppins of the world. And those other dudes will do their job. But, yeah, it really – Halliburton needs to be a star tonight. I mean, it's no big mystery right to this game. Halliburton, give me 30 tonight. Do some stuff.
And if he does, they probably win. Hey, NBA News, Knicks reportedly denied their request to speak to Jason Kidd and Ime Udoka, the Rockets head coach, which would have been interesting.
With him.
No way. He's great.
Oh, I love that. That guy's just one of the smartest coaches in the league, man.
And they wanted to talk to Chris Finch, who was the Minnesota Timberwolves head coach. They said no.
So you fired Thibodeau because you choked game one and the players didn't like him because he was so tough. The best season you've had in 25 years. So you didn't have a plan.
You didn't have a plan.
So you look like a bunch of nitwits.
Now everybody's saying nope, 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 nope. Hey, man, let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
We are live at Mandatory Minicamp. Want you to hear Drake London talking about competing against A.J. Terrell. You will hear A.J. on our show coming up in just a little bit as we had a chance to catch up with him and talk about what's going on in his world, how he's trying to get better in this secondary. But Drake was saying competing against him is good.
Everything. I mean, it's iron sharpens iron at the end of the day, and he's a hell of a player. He's a lockdown corner. I mean, you can look at all his stats, everything like that, and then, too, he's a very, very good person, somebody who wants to work as well, and we piggyback off of each other with that.
They work. That's a matchup every day I look forward to, especially knowing camp, because things get a little bit more intense, but you feel like they're getting each other better. Right. And I asked Mike yesterday, we played fact or false, and I said, is, you know, Drake going to lead the league in yards as far as wide receivers? You looked it up, and you said he was close last year if we don't fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, those games where Cousins really couldn't deliver the football, those, you know, you get 80 yards those games, there was four games basically where things kind of fell off. The Raider game, oof, that's where you could have closed the gap, you know, and you say, okay, just maybe he's right up there with Justin Jefferson, you know, which, I mean, there's Jamar Chase, but that those are the guys that are living in that rarefied air right now.
Fact.
One other thing, Atlanta Dream, they defeat Indiana Fever. Fever did not have Caitlin Clark, guys. 77-58, but it's still a dub, and no excuses, but Caitlin Clark is making her way back to the WNBA. She's been out a few weeks, so the Fever not at full strength last night, but congratulations to the Dream. By the way, Dream have beaten them twice already this season. Indiana came here and they won, but the Dream went up there and they've beaten them twice. So they are going to compete, I think, and be in the mix this year. Hey, man, we got a lot more to chop up, lots more to get to here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike and I up here taking it all in. We'll tell you some of the sounds and sights of what's been going on up here, some of the things we heard when we come back from Flowery Branch Mandatory Mini.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Brooks and Bell. Perfect. It is Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch. Look, it's June. You miss Jesse Bates. He was talking about getting these next 5 weeks or so off. That's the norm around the NFL. So teams around the league, no matter what team you follow, is going through the same procedures, and then they'll get some time away. But when we come back, and hopefully you get some time away, it is go time, guys. And this team is going to have joint practices with the Titans.
Can't
this year.
Wait. That's the stuff you and I, a couple years ago, I forget, was it Cincinnati? I forget who came in here. No, we heard from D-Led about the Miami trip a couple years ago.
Correct.
That's when you really kind of get the no BS assessment of where you are.
Yeah, it was somebody came in here, Mike, and pushed us around.
Bengals were here a couple years back, but Geno Atkins was throwing the guys around like the Kool-Aid.
That's right.
But, I mean, and that's years ago.
Yep.
But it is interesting just because that's where you really do get to see what you got. And for the fans, especially this year, I know last year you had to rely on us as your eyes and ears. But now you get to come up here again and see everything in person. I think the weekend's going to be off the hook up here at the branch.
I do, too. And here's the other thing. Number one overall pick's coming in. And Cam Ward. We're going to get a chance to see him.
Right.
And
who?
Cam Ward.
Not Shador. I mean, again, this guy, if ever there's a guy, he should send a candy gram and a Christmas present to Shador Sanders, taking all the pressure off of him up there in Nashville.
No doubt. But we'll get a chance to see him in live drills and certainly 11 on 11. Now, nobody's going to hit him.
Right.
But if you want to see if he can deliver the rock, I mean, that's going to be good to see and good certainly practice for our guys as well. But that is something that I think a lot of guys are looking forward to. We get 3 preseason games, guys. You know that. We're on the road against Dallas. That Titans game will be one that's played here because they'll be practicing against us up here at Flowery Branch. But as we talk about this team and the things that we saw James Pierce today. Guy asked me on social media, Dukes, is he going to be a starter? Guys, I'd love to tell you that. I don't know. I'm not going to mislead you and tell you that James Pierce, and you're going to say, well, he's a first-round pick. I understand that. But what I
he's got to produce.
What
he's got to be the man.
Well,
he's
got to
be a star. I need 10 sacks.
We need all of that. But what I don't know is, what is this rotation going to look like?
Right. Because Leonard Floyd will be starting.
Leonard Floyd
and
is a guy.
Jalen Walker's going to be starting.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So I don't want to say that. But I do think he can have an impact. But saw him today. He looks good. Look, Let me say this about Bijan. B, what's up? He looks like he could go out right now and score 3 touchdowns on any team in the NFL. There are no off days for Bijan Robinson. And part of the problem was last year, if you guys didn't know this story, he actually kind of overworked himself. And to get the start of the training camp, they had to literally like go, you need to ease off a little bit. He's got to learn, and this is learning how to be a professional. I don't have to work out as hard every day to get my body right. You got to kind of learn how this goes. But I'm just telling you, Bijan, and yesterday they were telling me, they said he was up here, and I, obviously Mike and I were in the studio. They said he caught a little screen yesterday and did a juke move. And everybody was like, ooh, like your kids.
Right.
Oh, at the playground. And it's mandatory minicamp. We're not even gearing up for a game. So I'm just telling you, there are guys who are ready and looked apart. Bijan's one of them. Drake looks good. Look, the explosiveness of Jalen Walker is real. I will just tell you that. Whatever you're hearing about how he gets off the ball, that is a real thing with Jalen Walker.
Right. And the size of Rook Aroro, and you and I were just talking about him last hour, or earlier this hour, I should say. You know, we got some size. One thing we do notice, there's a lot of size now in that edge group and defensive tackle group, although some of those guys aren't exactly name brands. Onyemata is back as
sure.
well. So we still, I think, a little bit thin. I wonder if James Harrison does kick in now as a defensive tackle, a true, like, sort of like, you know, 3 technique guy.
Bigger inside. That's what I think, Mike. I think right. some of the guys that we had outside last year were misplaced. They need to be inside
right.
and playing more, inside the 3 techniques and whatnot. But we're going to see what Jeff Ulbrich has got up his sleeve. And here's the other thing I'll tell you. We'll see at camp. They are saying, guys around this team are saying, they're liking the Jeff Ulbrich system. I don't know what that is quite yet. We thought it was going to be the same system mm-hmm. that we were running with Jimmy Lake. Obviously, Mike, it's not. It's going to be a little bit different. Ultimately, guys, it's about playmaking. And if our guys don't make plays, it don't matter what damn system you run. But whatever this is going to look like, apparently guys are digging it.
Right. A.J. Terrell, you'll hear his conversation with us coming up as we had a chance to talk to Jesse Bates and A.J. about, you know, you asked, is it schematically, is it personal responsibility? But we'll talk about, just getting turnovers. Jesse Bates, I think guys are hitting us on the text line about, man, I want to hear Jesse talk about that stuff. Yes, he's you get 11 of those dudes, then you go win the Super Bowl. That's the kind of, attitudinally, the effort, the professionalism, what this guy does on Sundays, and that's what, hopefully we're getting that with Jalen Walker. That's why Jalen Walker is going to be a breath of fresh air for that front seven.
404-726-0929. While we're talking about Jesse Bates, and we'll take you around the NFL, Joe Burrow in support of Trey Hendrickson, who is not at mandatory minicamp. Also, some other news going on, including Micah Parsons at Cowboys minicamp. A lot of people said he was not going to show up. Remember, Parsons is looking to sign a new deal, but he's not complained. He's not said anything. He keeps thinking that maybe this is going to happen before the season starts. Maybe it will. Remember what they did with Dak now. They waited to the last minute, and then they did the Dak deal, and, he got his money. I don't know if Jerry's going to wait that long, but we'll talk more about that coming up in 4th and 1.
Now, we're going to effort to make sure yeah. that Micah, his contract is addressed, but still maintaining a team dynamic.
He, by the way, Jerry Jones.
Is that good? I'm trying to talk to the kind of gibberish that Jerry throws out.
If you're interested, America's team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, is going to be on Netflix August 19th.
Okay.
The story of the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones' impact on NFL history. So Netflix has done some kind of doc, and that's going to be released right before the start of football season.
Some of those docs on NFL and sports have been a little soft. It's something they doubled down on Brett Favre, man. They did a hatchet job on Brett Favre. I'll be curious because, guys, everybody and their uncle, including somebody in that office in front office in Dallas, know. Man, just Jerry, there's things he's gotten right because, the offensive line, he drafted some really good pieces. But more times than not, dumb decisions. I mean, that things that Jimmy Johnson never would have done. And, Jimmy, look, how much do you think it still, at the end of the day, aggravates Jerry Jones that everyone knows that Jimmy Johnson was the architect of those championships?
I think it bugs
even the year the Switzer won.
No, it does. It would bug, I think, anybody who has an ego as big as Jerry
right.
Jones that he was not the architect. Speaking of getting to the Super Bowl and winning and all the things that we desire, this is what Jesse Bates told us literally about 45 minutes ago as we started the show in regards to getting it done.
I'll go out there, train, get my mind, my body right, make sure I'm ready to go for this training camp and then go into the season, year 8, get to these damn playoffs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Get us a playoff game into that Benz and give the fans what they deserve.
Yeah. I mean, And I say this, I know some people, you know, they're like, we deserve it like every other fan base. No, we deserve it a little bit more.
No, we deserve it more.
We do.
Yeah, I mean.
We deserve it a little bit more.
I was talking to Alice and Mastrangelo for Channel 2. Today we're watching practice, you and I. And we're talking about, like, she grew up in South Jersey as a Philly fan. I grew up, obviously, in Long Island as a Mets fan. And I said, being a Mets fan, it groomed me to be a Falcon fan because of all the disappointment, all the heartbreak, and sticking with the team, which, you know, it's not easy, especially after Super Bowl 51. But, yeah, guys, 7 years is an eternity in the NFL to not have a playoff appearance. So that's gotta be Carl, whether we, you and I did the numbers at the end of the show yesterday, whether we win 10 or 11 games this year, but I still think we can beat the Bucks in the division. I'm not sure if we can do it. You know, if the Bucks are letter perfect, because I think they're still a better team than us, top to bottom.
Yes.
You know, I think we've got all the elements. It really comes down to, guys, you're saying on the text line, if our defense comes together, then maybe 2016 all over again, because there's so many elements in place like that season in the offseason.
Yeah. You got to have your stars be stars, and then you got to have some guys that just do some unexpected things. Maybe it's Rook.
Right.
Maybe it's the rookie class with Xavier and Billy and Jalen. You just don't know who's going to pop. But, yeah, you're right. That's the difference. You had your guys who you needed to play well do just that, and then we had some guys that popped, and we were like, wow, okay, they're better than we anticipated. I just feel like that is present here. And
right.
When I say I'm talking about that demeanor and that urgency of, we know what's at stake. There's enough guys that have been around. Look, Jake Matthews, been around, right? There are guys that have been here that understand. And Jake's been through the ups and downs. He played in that Super Bowl. He understands. But there's a lot of guys that feel like, okay, I came here, whether it was Jesse Bates through free agency and made the highest paid safety in the league, or other guys that were drafted. You're on a team 6, 7, 8 years, and you don't do jack?
Right.
There's got to be some urgency with that. So, and when I say that, that doesn't mean, guys, we win the Super Bowl in September. What it means, though, is, Mike, those mental lapses, those coaching mistakes, those things that hurt us last season that should have gotten us there cannot happen this year.
Look, this was a playoff team. I mean, that's why, you know, when we don't want to sound like homers, but if you look at it, all the country sees was the collapse. We know how it happened. You know, the Kirk Cousins dynamic, we've covered that, you know, from stem to stern. The thing is, Carl, this was a team, even with the defense that was kind of lost at times, was still in a position to win this division. Just needed some competent quarterback play down the stretch. So, to me, where you saw the wheels come off was the Minnesota game, and then, you know, and Rod did kind of fix some things, but then there's no excuse for how we wrapped up the season, the Carolina game, unless you feel, you know, and I'm not even going to say the Q word. I think anybody quit. But, I mean, that was just such a lost, disorganized bunch on the back end. And we talked about it. You'll hear AJ's reaction to that, because Michael Penix had a fantastic game, his best game as a pro, and we blow it on the other side.
I think Jimmy Lake had guys out of position that didn't help this defense. And ultimately, if you went back and reviewed what was supposed to happen and what actually happened, it's one of the reasons why he's not here. Yeah, the defense wasn't what it's supposed to be, but Mike, you just fundamentally have to be sound. I can't have guys running around not knowing where the hell they're supposed to be.
Right.
The Minnesota game was an example of that, and that's why I asked Jesse that question about the last 5 games or so. He was frustrated. He was not happy because the communication was breaking down, but also I think guys were out of position. And that gets back to coaching.
Right, and then on top of that, there's no pass rush.
True.
So you got guys, I mean, the famous play, and D. Alford got cut. But, you know, you look at D. Alford basically doing like he's doing a crab walk, you know, trying to catch up with Justin Jefferson.
He's back, though.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan. I mean, with all due respect, not a fan. There's some guys on that secondary that have had more than ample opportunity to establish themselves, and I'm not buying that. We'll see.
That's what Jesse said, too. Jesse said, look, there are guys that were here last year that made some of those mistakes. He didn't name names, but he said that was part of it. We got to work through all that. Hey, man, we got plenty more to get to. We're live at Flowery Branch. Lots more baseball to talk about. Our Braves win, they lose. They're playing this afternoon, getaway day. I just want them to win a series. Can we do that? That's all I'm asking. Is that too much? Why are you looking at me like that?
Well,
too much?
I mean, we.
It's too much?
Sound like snit. Well, it's hard. You know, guys aren't hitting, and well.
Man. Snorts, chortle, snorts. 4th and 1 is coming up, guys. We'll get to everything that's going on around the NFL next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.